We'll meet with anybody, but we don't gather with people that aren't set apart holy saints. We don't unite to people that are dabbling in secrets. We preach the gospel to them, and we wait, and we counsel people, we'll Bible study with them, and we wait for people to say, I've counted the cost, I know Christ died for me, I've been worldly, I've been evangelical, I've been Roman Catholic, I want to follow Jesus with all my heart. At that point, we say, are you ready for the water of baptism? And then when they decide to go down in the water of baptism, and that's their testimony, it's not efficacious, it doesn't save you, but that's their testimony of going down in the water, then they would be added to the body and held accountable to all his standards. And then we begin to teach them, we had already gone over a lot of it, but we begin to teach them what they must do. Ready? I love this. You know, people accuse me of works-based salvation all the time, and if you listen to my preaching, it's a lie. I love it. Acts 2, the Holy Spirit falls. I'm going to lay this down before I clunk you in the head. Acts 2, the Holy Spirit falls. Ready? I love this. And the people, it says, are pricked. I know it was by God's Spirit. And what did they say? Do you remember? I just did a teaching us the other day.
Well, what must we do?
The Holy Spirit of God, the people from the Old Testament that knew the Old Covenant Torah law said, what must we do? All of these worldly people go, you don't have to do nothing. Just believe. Jesus did everything. Faith alone, grace alone. It's an absolute lie. I got married. There's stuff to do. I got a part. She got a part. That's a covenant. God did his part perfectly. You and I couldn't do it for Jesus. You got a part to play. That's to lose your life, go down in the water of baptism, then follow him and be willing to lose your reputation, your family, your friends, whatever. If you have a career that's ungodly, you'd have to lose that. And follow Christ. That's the people that are going to enter the kingdom of God, sir. What's your name?
Tom.
I roughly remember you from last year. I've met so many people. So does that answer your question? We will gather, we'll Bible study with anybody, but we only gather and unite to people that are willing to go down in the waters of baptism, because you don't just like mingle your way to the body.
Read a Bible verse about like don't break bread with unbelievers.
Exactly. Paul says, lay hands quickly on no man lest you be partaker of his sins. So I'm all for what Jesus did. I'll go into a bar and preach if they let me, but I'm not going to drink with them and party with them. Right. I'll call them out. I'll be outside if anybody wants to come out. And so this is where churchianity has it wrong. All of these false teachers and these people that promote it tell me you're never going to win a lot of people that way. Well, Tom, our goal is not to win a lot of people. What's our goal, Tom? Our goal is to preach the gospel, to glorify God, and then whoever God adds, maybe it's you, maybe it's that young man, Brian, God does that work. I don't do that work. They do this work by bringing in boxing, invite all your friends, and our church is awesome, and pizza parties. We got a great kids program. None of this is our God. It's all entertainment based. Can you see that? Did you look at our testing from last year?
Oh, I've been watching your website all
day. Okay, praise God.
I've been thinking about you for a year now.
Well, I'm sorry?
I still think about you over the course of last year.
Well, remember, like I said, to be a hearer is good, but the Bible says to be a doer. You got to be a doer. So do you go to a church?
I go to James River.
And you go to which one? Did you go to James River?
Yeah, South.
Yeah, I mean, James River, you heard me. I mean, Lindell is a false teacher. Lady pastors, the pagan holidays, false gospels. Do you know about the Sean Foyt thing? With Driscoll?
No.
Sean Foyt, look it up. It's right on our testing. Okay. Go to the Mark Driscoll link. There's the link right to Sean Foyt. The guy's laying on graves of sucking power out. This is Word of Faith, New Apostolic Reformation. Wait a minute. Lindell has had Bill Johnson from Bethel Church at his church. You can't be united to that and claim Christ. You can't. Oh, I know it's a big, popular church. The wrath of God is coming for that place. And I stand against it. We see the fruit of it. But there may be men like you. Don't wait too long. How old are you?
54.
Okay. Don't wait too long. He's not the man that followed us and talked to the... You are. You're the guy. Yeah, okay. I thought I remembered your face. Yeah. Yeah, and you followed us.
I didn't have sunglasses on.
Yeah. So what are you waiting for? Do you believe that James River is a biblical, godly, holy, set-apart church?
I believed at first, but I'm starting to have some questions. But, you know, I just need some answers.
Like I said, I have a testing of Lindell, and, you know, how many sins does it take? Yeah, it's right on the Strong Grain Conference testing. It's right on there. It's page down. Lindell's right on there. How many sins does it take, sir?
Just one.
Lady pastors, false gospel, pagan holidays, inviting in mystics, inviting wicked false men like Driscoll. I don't care if Driscoll called out. What did he do? Oh, okay, sorry, won't talk about that. And he got back on the stage. That's not... You think John the Baptist would have done that? We're going to walk towards our car. You want to walk this way? Are you going this way? Okay. Anything else I can help you?
No, but I'll, do you have, are you from this area?
No, we travel all over. Yeah, we travel full-time. Full-time van dweller. We go south in the winter when there's a lot of events and people are outside, and we go north. And that's why this is on our northward route. And then we stand outside. Well, if you've been following, you know, we stand outside in the streets. We go to churches. We go outside events. Yeah. I mean, these places called, they did it last year. They called the police. I mean, now this cop showed up. He definitely wasn't on our side, but you know what? He knows I'm not breaking the law. When we go to a church places, they call the cops on us all the time on a peaceful sidewalk. This is the heart. You know, that's what they did with Jesus, with the Pharisees. And I can promise you, if I showed up and started preaching at James River Church, they'd call a cop coming in 10 seconds. This is not of God. You're linked to it in singing and praying, and you said your wife is here?
Yes.
You're leading your wife into false ways. You have children?
Yes.
You're leading them into false ways. There's a millstone waiting for you lest you repent. I'm here to help you.
All right. Well, let's just say I'm in the Berean stage. I'm searching the scriptures.
But I have a question. If you heard me preaching and I said to a man, after you, I'm going to punch you in the face, how long would it take for you to decide I got sin and I'm not fit to be a man of God? Would it take you months, weeks? Please say you'd go, I got a problem. How long is it going to take you, Tom? It's been a year now, 1 year. How long is it going to take you? And if you die, do you understand? As I go, do you understand if you die and you're compromising your sin, you're going to lose your soul? Do you understand that? God says to know, to him who knows to do good in James and doesn't do it, it is sin. I don't want you to live in sin. You need accountability, email me. We'll Bible study. Okay. God be praised. Hope you repent, sir, security man. You're going to lose your soul. Gospel good news, repent and come out of your goat farm. What a glorious thing to preach Jesus Christ today. King of kings, Lord of lords, he's coming back. Get ready, America, world, churchianity, stronger men's feminized conference. Get ready. Christ is coming to judge the quick and the dead. He's a glorious Savior, worthy to lift up and praise. Thank you, Father, for this day. Sister Amen. What do you think, Sister Amen? We're walking back to our van. We just got done with kind of two seekers right there. One man saw us last year. Was he the man? Let me ask you, Sister Amen.
The one that we talked to for a couple hours.
Wait, was he the man that kind of got abusive to me a little bit and then tracked me down and apologized?
Yes, that's the one.
Okay. And that was last year, and he's still, now he said he's in the Berean stage. That's awesome. But I wanted to put the pressure on him. He goes to this James River. It's a heretical NAR feminized goat farm of a church. And so I hopefully the word of God pricked his conscience. And then Brian, that man.
Oh yeah.
He was a listener.
Oh yeah, definitely. And then those other two men in the beginning were a little convicted when you confronted them about their sin and asked if anybody loved them enough to call them out.
Yeah, they were smoking and covered with tattoos. And
yeah.
We saw men with earrings and cussing and smoking, and they're here. And I said, does anyone tell you got to repent of your sin? And the security guards here are laughing at me because I told them they got to leave their sin. Yeah. So this is the wickedness of the American church system, but praise God.
It was pretty dark here, but praise God there's couple or a few people that came up to talk.
Amen.
So that's awesome. Yeah. Who else was maybe watching from afar?
Yeah, and you know what else is awesome? I really praise God for this. So that feminist lady came up, demanded I answer a question. Then when I just said, well, ma'am, can your husband ask the question? I don't want to teach you. Then she came over, and the police had to come over and tell her, no, just walk away. It's not worth it. And I said, thank you. It's not worth answering a feminist. That man, Brian, saw what went on. And I don't know if you heard it on the audio. Maybe you can hear him say it. Maybe not. I said, sir, I don't deal with mockers. He goes, yeah, I know. He goes, the Bible says that. He goes, I understand what you're doing.
Yeah.
So people that know what we're trying to do, we're not here to argue with mockers. We're not here demanded to answer your question. We're here for seekers. And you'll see that I handle seekers gently, kindly, with love and long-suffering, offer help. Mockers, I tell them, you know what? You can send me an email or our website's there. So I think in that we're fully biblical. And I just want to do a praise report. When we came out, they surrounded me with like five people. One of these guys was like a mountain of a guy.
Oh, right.
And they were sticking signs in my face, trying to block my sign. I'm on a public sidewalk, just walking and preaching. They have no right to do that. I just told them, hey, you're bumping into me. The one big guy got right in front of me. I said, sir, you're blocking me. I got to be honest. Inside, I told Sister Amen, I kind of felt like my flesh was raging a little bit. But I listened to the videos. That's why I video. That's why I audio tape. I listened to them, and you'll be able to listen to them unedited. And I think I held in the spirit, and I just preached in love. Did I, Sister Drummond?
You did. You were totally walking in the spirit.
Yeah, I preached.
Can tell, yeah.
Because I tell you, I'm just a man. I am better than nobody in my flesh when these people do these things. And it's like sometimes I love the videos. We'll cross their cursor. I love the videos because sometimes I feel like inside my flesh is raging, but the Holy Spirit is like a throttle, just holds it back, and then I'm able to put it down, and it's what comes out. So, yep, the flesh is in there, but what comes out is awesome that God allows us to do that.
Right. Though the outer man perish, the inner man is renewed day by day.
Amen.
By
Amen.
The power of the Holy Spirit.
So any other thoughts, Sister Armin, as we head back towards the van from today?
Well, I'll say this. It was pretty awesome. All the college students, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them, were going by.
Having some kind of college sorority thing going on. I didn't even know it.
Yeah. Yeah. So they got to hear the truth.
Yep. They all got the gospel.
Who knows what anybody's going to do with any of it, but it doesn't matter because God knows.
Amen.
Yeah. Praise God.
Amen. So thank you, Father. It turned out great. The weather was great. My voice held out. We talked to some seekers at the end. It's exactly why we come. That man, Tom, if God keeps giving him breath, it might take him 5 or 10 years maybe to get the courage to come out. But I hope he comes out, because if he doesn't, you're going to lose his soul.
Hopefully God gives him that time.
So we loved him with the truth. And thank you, Father, for letting us do this. And thank you, Sister Alma, for standing with me.
Praise God. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
You wouldn't want to sit in the van and just wait for me?
Oh, no. I want to be a shining light in the world.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Audio and video to come.